VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. Senate has voted overwhelmingly to move forward on a resolution ending U.S. military support to the Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen. Wednesday's vote was 63-37. It means the Senate could start debating the resolution as early as next week. Many of the lawmakers, both Republicans and Democrats, are not just concerned over the humanitarian calamity caused by the fighting in Yemen. They are also upset with President Trump's reluctance to punish the Saudis for the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Afghan officials say a suicide bomber detonated a vehicle-borne bomb Wednesday evening outside a British security company's compound in Kabul, making way for a group of armed attackers to storm the facility and engage in fierce gun battles. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman confirmed the raid on the high-security facility and said at least 10 people were killed. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko is responsible for the standoff with Ukrainian naval ships in the Black Sea. He contends it is an attempt by Poroshenko to boost his re-election chances next year. In a televised speech on Wednesday, Putin accused Poroshenko of orchestrating a provocation by Ukrainian vessels for the sole purpose of winning re-election. A woman accused of being a secret agent for the Russian government appears to be coming closer to a plea deal with U.S. prosecutors. Court documents filed Wednesday say 30-year-old gun rights activist Maria Butina's lawyers and federal prosecutors, quote, remain optimistic about a pretrial resolution of her case. This is VOA News.